Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with
Javier Starks,
who has a music residency performing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial all summer here. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
All right, I want to get into, in a minute, some of the larger, big picture stuff that you're doing in your music career.
Okay.
The whole movement, if you will. But tell me, first of all, let's talk about the Lincoln Memorial thing. How often does it happen?
So the shows that we have at the Lincoln Memorial are first and third Fridays of every month. We do have some Saturdays, but essentially every other week.
Yeah.
We have events, and it's not just performances, it's also workshops, and we had a big salsa day the first day, which was May 3rd, and from about 12 noon, we had events all day long throughout the day there at the Lincoln Memorial. It was beautiful.
And you're the host of it, even when you're not performing,
show,
you're hosting.
Even when I'm not performing, but I can perform spur of the moment if I wanted. So, I'm there every show. It's awesome.
You mentioned salsa. Give me a rundown of what all different types of music do we get?
Oh my gosh, there's the full spectrum of music. There isn't a genre of music that isn't represented there at Music at the Monument. And it's a mixture of all different types of music, to be honest. Oh, it's really cool. Like we said, we had salsa the last week, and coming up soon, we're going to have another orchestra. So we had an orchestral band, a youth choir. I mean, it really is a mixture between from country to blues, jazz, and hip hop, a little bit of everything.
The whole gamut.
Yeah, we do it all, yeah.
And how long does each show run? Is it like 2 hours?
Each show, the performance section starts at 5 and ends at 8 p.m., but we're there outside. I'm there starting at 8:30 a.m. But we start we start at around 11 with just music playing with the DJ and just hanging out. Yeah, we have vendors and such. It's cool.
What kind of vendors? You mean like food?
We have not normally food vendors, but we'll have like Clinica del Pueblo, who provides like health care for those who aren't able to secure health care, or we'll have like Bike Share come and just pass out flyers, or just local, you know, companies who want to spread word about what they're doing in the community.
Awesome. Just a community gathering?
It's pretty much. Music at the Monument is a collection of events put together to unite the veterans, the youth, and the general larger community in the Washington, D.C. area. And we do it in conjunction with national parks and people.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's
and
cool.
How did they tap you to host it, of all people? You know?
I know,
how'd you
right?
Get, how'd
I feel
you get
so
tapped?
Fortunate, man.
Yeah, man.
A friend of mine mentioned that they were doing events down at the Lincoln Memorial, but back then it was at the Washington Monument on the side stage, this little small stage.
Right.
And so I went over and talked to the, you know, owners, the people who were running the event, and they were like, yeah, we'll have you come perform. You know, you seem pretty cool. And then I stuck around and I would help fix or put things together and pack up and, you know, move equipment after the show. And after a while, they were like, hey, maybe you could do that all the time, you know? And then that evolved into me not only just helping out, but also hosting every show. And now I'm actually on the board of directors for that nonprofit organization. So, things have definitely...
What's the organization?
It's called Music at the Monument.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, musicatthemonument.org. You can get information, but it's really beautiful what they're doing. Some special things, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Describe the crowd reaction. I mean, I know we're radio, so we got to, let's paint a visual picture
right
here with our
so
words.
So imagine 10 to 15,000 people scattered across the Lincoln Memorial at any given moment in time. It could be hundreds of school kids visiting from Florida, California, wherever, you know, there's just people. And when the music starts playing, you either got people dancing, just hanging out, you know, just lounging by the reflecting pool, or some people will just super tune in and like be right there front and center. But there's always people just taking pictures. You know, the music that we play there at the Lincoln can be heard at the Washington Monument. So far and wide, the music is being heard and my voice is being carried to it. It's really cool, man, especially with the performances. People are locked in and they're enjoying it, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about you. Do you grow up in the area?
So I did not grow up in the area, unfortunately, because I love this area so much. My mom and my dad are both disabled veterans, so we moved a bit when I was a kid. I spent a lot of time growing up in Baltimore and Montgomery County, actually. And then I came out to D.C. to do music-related things, even though I've been doing music long before I came out here. But there's, like, no music-really-related events happening in Gaithersburg compared to D.C., Chocolate City. Yeah, everything is happening down here. So, yeah, I came down here for my art, and I teach as well in my free time at Georgetown Day School off MacArthur Boulevard. So,
What do you teach, music class?
I actually am a substitute teacher, which is what gives me the flexibility to just go to New York.
Yeah. Or come into the radio station and do an interview.
There you go, midday. I would normally be teaching class right now. But I teach everything, anything that they ask me to teach from pre-K to 12th grade, actually. So,
awesome.
And it's really cool. And I mean, likewise, all my music is curse-free and positive so that my students can indulge, but more so that you could... The goal is to set an example to show them that, hey, you can be who you want to be with your art. You don't have to conform to any specific, you know, manner of talking about specific things or advocating certain things to be successful. People will love you for who you are, you know?
Let's unpack that a little more. How did you start down that path of saying, I want it to only be curse-free? Because a lot of music isn't nowadays.
Agreed.
And it's almost accepted mainstream that it's just going to be bleeped out on the radio, and then you get the real, you know, the expletive one, you know, downloaded.
Right, no, agreed.
But what sort of sparked that for you?
Well, I was looking at, you know, I went through a heavy party phase, you know, and I was looking at, what led us to reach that point? You know, my perspective on the whole curse-free positive music is not because cursing is wrong. No, you know, we all curse. We're all human. I curse as well, you know, but just not in my music. I was listening to the music and started really dissecting what we were doing as people, as kids, and what we were listening to. And I'm like, dude, it's the music is influencing us, because no one I knew was doing any of that stuff before we started listening to the music that we were listening to. We're humans, you know, we make our own decisions, but it definitely helped, you know.
Right, there's that line of like, what does the art reflect life, or does life reflect the art?
But
yeah,
that's deep, man. So, yeah, so when I was looking at where the music I was listening to had taken me, and you know, you got friends who are in really rough situations now because of decisions they made, I'm like, yo, what if I take music and create an alternative? What if I create something, not something that's preachy or corny, like go to school, kids, do your homework. Like, no, I still talk about life. I talk about politics. I talk about spirituality, love, the full gamut.
It's still real. Yeah, it's got to be real.
It's very real. Yeah, I still talk about everything. I just don't go out of my way to glorify or over announce the fact that we're making money or the things that we're doing in the street. I don't glorify those things or degrade women. The goal is just to do it differently, you know, to show them you could be different. Like, hey, kid, if you wanted to rap about playing soccer, there's a large crowd of people in the world who would love that, but they don't understand that. It doesn't resonate because all they see is the same message through the music, you know, especially hip hop. So the goal is just to create an alternative.
I love that. How many other people out there, at least in the mainstream, are doing? I know we talked to Speech from Arrested Development.
Okay.
He's had a similar philosophy back in the day.
Word.
He said that you know, a lot of their albums, you know, their big one with Tennessee and Mr. Wendell and all that, was he tried to make it that way. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, I immediately on the subject, I think of when Eminem goes, Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his rap to sell records. Well, I do so if him and FE2. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, he got huge, and you know, Eminem's one of the best MCs ever. But
he's dope.
Yeah, but I don't know. I hear what you're saying. It's almost like what are we going to put out to younger listeners, or bring multiple generations?
Agreed,
what can you put on at a barbecue and not have censor it for grandma being around?
Come on now. I mean, that's the goal, you know, to be able to reach a larger audience, to be able to connect with the world, you know, because it's sad because hip hop is such a beautiful art form, and there are people who just will not listen to hip hop because of the stigma that's been attached to it. Oh, it's negative, it's cursing, it's drugs, it's sex, it's violence, you know, and it's like, yo, hip hop is so much bigger than that, you know, and I just want to be a representation of that. I'm not perfect by far. I listen to all the craziness. I don't go to the gym and work out to conscious hip hop,
right,
you know, but the idea is like, I can put my best foot forward when I create my art.
Right, exactly. I'm just thinking personal experience. I just got married about a month ago.
Congratulations, thanks, bro.
Thank you. No and when we were making the DJ playlist, everything you wanted to dance to, we spent hours trying to download and, you know, convert files of, you know, clean versions of stuff. And we were like, damn, this is so frustrating.
Because
grandma's here, mom and dad's here, little kids here. So, yeah, we could put on your stuff and then not even have to worry about it.
No, for sure.
Well, so what kind of stuff? You mentioned soccer. What other kind of stuff would you, you know?
Well, I haven't rapped about soccer just yet.
Yeah.
One day,
but
maybe.
What is your personal music rapping? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I really do. My favorite thing to talk about is love. That's just my favorite thing, but I don't have a whole bunch of love songs. I have one called In Your Eyes. Y'all should check it out. You'll probably love it. But I like to make music about everything I've worked with. Like I was talking to you before we started the interview, I'm working with a bunch of super talented musicians who produce records for anyone you can think of, from Kendrick Lamar to Rihanna. And so I do mixtures of jazz and hip hop. I've collaborated with so many hip hop artists as well. I did a song with Logic not long ago. Well, it was kind of long ago now, but it's still people still find me now through that song.
What was that one called?
It's called Now, ironically. Yeah. Now featuring Logic. And, you know, the goal is just to make music that I feel, music that's real to me. So I'll talk about my days being homeless in DC because I've been through it, but I'll also make songs about how I'm just happy and enjoying life, you know, and enjoying the idea that I get to travel. And I mean, music took me to Africa last year, you know. Music has me here. Music has me at the Lincoln Memorial. My hip hop is literally taking me around the world, you know. So there's so much to talk about. I don't know. I just talk about whatever I feel, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. And you mentioned the Lincoln Memorial. Talk about, I mean, how historic and symbolic a spot.
Now.
Think about what happened
MLK,
on those steps.
Hey, man. Gosh, yeah. I have a dream is there. So when I'm there living out my dream in the place where MLK spoke about a dream that he had, and I'm surrounded by people from different countries, different places, different ethnic backgrounds, all different types of people, and we're just enjoying the day. I find myself on the microphone saying, it's a beautiful day.
This is what it's about.
Literally, that is, I mean, and with everything that's going on in the world, why not be able to take yourself to a place where you could be surrounded by so many different people who are just enjoying life, you know, making the most of whatever they have. We all have our own struggles. We all have our own challenges. But in that moment, for that day, at that point in time, we're just enjoying the day, breathing and enjoying life.
Remind us what you just said before we got on air about you were just in Brooklyn at the Blue Note?
Yes, yeah, I was at Brooklyn, the Blue Note, the legendary Blue Note Jazz Club. I did 2 nights, 4 shows with the legendary drummer, arguably one of the greatest hip-hop drummers of all time, Kareem Riggins, who was done stuff with Jay Dilla, and I mean Jay Dilla, you think of Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Erykah Badu. I mean, come on, the list goes on and on and on. They're actually he's part of a band right now called August Green, which is him, Common, and Robert Glasper, and they're doing really big things. But I was up there with Kareem for 2 nights, and it was beautiful, man. The crowd response is always wonderful. I post some clips on my IGTV, and it's just really cool to be able to be working with so many Grammy, Emmy, whatever, award-winning musicians and still be true to myself. You know, I haven't gotten to a place where I'm like, I hate performing that song. I love all the songs I perform. And I'm just surrounded by really good people like yourself. You know, it's like, you know, we didn't know each other. And you were like, yo, you know what?
You know Marcus Moore.
Yeah, there it is.
It's our connection. Yeah.
There it goes. And the connections happen, you know. Good vibes, they come back, you know, when you try to put out good vibes, I think they come back, you know?
I'm a firm believer in that, you know? Yeah. You put out negative vibes come in. You put out positive vibe. And we're not perfect, you know?
We all fall, we stumble, very human, but it's just, do you try?
Right.
You know, and I think the universe recognizes that effort, you know?
I hope so. I hope so.
We can only hope. We don't know.
We're going to keep doing it anyway.
There you go, man.
No, I truly believe that. Yeah. So thanks for keep putting out the good vibes
and
keep up doing the good work down at the Lincoln Memorial.
No doubt, man. Hope to see you out there one day. Hope to see you all. Anyone who's listening, hope to see you all come out, have fun, and relax and enjoy yourselves.
Absolutely. All right. So where can we find out more about the series first and then more about you? What's the website?
More music. at the monument. It's Music at the Monument, all spelled as normal, MUSICATHEMONUMENT.org. You can get information also on Instagram. You got Music at the Monument, @ Music at the Monument. And then all my stuff, you can easily find me online by either Googling JAVIERSTARKS, Javier Starks, or JavierStarks.com. And if you're interested in specifically hearing a bulk of my music, you can go to my Bandcamp page, which is jstarks.bandcamp.com. And most of my catalog is there. But we're working on new stuff. You know, we're talking with labels. We're things are moving. Things are moving. So expect some new music soon. And yeah, man, hip hop is alive and hip hop is well, man. And we're working to bring you some good stuff in the future.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a great genre. So keep up the good work, man. I'm excited to see what else you do. But in the meantime, come on down to the Lincoln Memorial. Let's have some fun.
And add me on Instagram @ Javier Starks.
You got a Twitter or anything, Terry?
I'm on Twitter as well, but Insta is my home. But yeah, I'm on Twitter and Facebook @ Javier Starks. I'm super easy to find.
All right. Awesome.
Thank
Appreciate
you, guys.
Appreciate it.
WTOP.